Tavshinayim Tes. So what is this? It's the beginning of Parsha starts off, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe v'har Sinai l'mor, Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'amarta aleihem ki savoi la'aretz, asher ani nosin lachem v'shavso ha'aretz Shabbos la'Hashem. The Mitzvah Shemitah. Mitzvah Shemitah. So here's the famous question, right? The famous question. It says the Medrash says, right? The Sifra. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe v'har Sinai l'mor. My inyan shmita etzel har Sinai. That's always the famous quote. My inyan shmita etzel har Sinai.
What
does shmita have to do with har Sinai? Out of all the mitzvahs, it says over here, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe b'har Sinai leimor. What was the har Sinai? We never mentioned har Sinai. Daber el b'nei Yisrael amar leihem ki savoi la'aretz shershin nosin lachem v'shav sa'aretz Shabbos la'Hashem. New mitzvah of shmita. Why is it saying har Sinai? All the mitzvahs from Sinai.
Since the first mitzvah in this week's parsha, it's out of place. Or should it
well, the question is why mention the words Bahar Sinai? We know that the Torah came from Har Sinai, So why just tell me all of a sudden by Shemitah? So Rashi says, Rashi brings down the Sifra. The Sifra says it's a Medrash Halacha on Bamidbar. It says Ma Inyan Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai. What does Shemitah have to do with Har Sinai? And is why mention Shemitah here? Let's say that's the pshat. While kol mitzvos nemru was Sinai. All the mitzvos were said in Sinai.
So why did they just say, why is it pinpointing Shemitah of all the mitzvos right now?
Right, that's what it means. My in Shemitah. Why are you mentioning Shemitah by Har Sinai? I mean, why are you mentioning the truth is really just reminding Har Sinai of Shemitah. Why mention Har Sinai?
Right, the
meaning is really cool. Why did you point this one out all of a sudden? You know, is being at Sinai. All the mitzvahs are at Sinai. Elamash Shmita Namru Klolosel v'Digdukei b'Sinai. Avkulam Namru Klolosel v'Digdukei b'Sinai. Just like Shmita, its general principles, which are mentioned in Parshas Mishpatim, very briefly. And it's Dikdukim, and the specifics of the mitzvah are mentioned here in Parshas Behar, and here it tells you it's also in Sinai, so we know that both the Parshas Mishpatim was certainly at Sinai. Here in Parshas Behar, so recall, you wouldn't have known necessarily it was said at Sinai, right? Maybe it was said later. But since it points out, it says that even the Pratim over here, the specifics are being said at Sinai, so we know that Shemitah, the general principles were at Sinai, the specifics are at Sinai, and that's meant to learn from there, to call it Torah Kula, that all the mitzvahs, both the general principles and the specifics were said at Sinai.
Shemitah.
Right, not just the Shemitah, all the mitzvahs. Because This is the general machlokes, the machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Ishmael.
Yes.
Rabbi Akiva says that, recall that the all the klalim and the pratim, the general principles and the specifics, were said at Sinai. And in the Ohel Moed, right, but took place in the Mishkan, and then later on in Arvos Moed, before they entered into Eretz Israel, all that was Chazara. According to Rabbi Ishmael, right, that was Rabbi Kiva's opinion, the first opinion. Rabbi Ishmael says, no, the Klolim were said at Sinai, but the Prakat, the specifics were said later, let's say in the Ohel Moed, etc. That's a big machlokas. So anyway, so
what's their proof on that?
Because you don't see everything being said. Some things you see later on being said in the Mishkan. The question is everything was said at Sinai just for chazaring it over? That's what Rabbi Akiva learns, right? And Rabbi Shmuel learns, no, only the general principles were said at Sinai, and the specifics were taught to Moshe in the Ohel Moed. So that's an old machlok. This is what we call the Rashi here, and this Sifra is all going like Rabbi Akiva, right? Okay, fine.
Everything was human in Har Sinai.
Everything's Har Sinai. That's where we keep the Shita, right? The Klolim and the Pratim. The Sefer Chinuch says, on the mitzvah of Shemitah, he says, Od yesh to'eles acher nimtza bezeh ha'odam sheyosif ha'odam bitochon b'ashem boruch hu. Then in terms of the shorish of the mitzvah of Shemitah, right? That's what we're going to try and look at over here is, it's true that we learn from Shemitah, let's say according to Rabbi Akiva, that the general mitzvah of Shemitah was said in Mishpatim, and that was certainly at Har Sinai, right? That's clearly in Har Sinai. Here in Parshas Behar, the Torah goes out of its way to tell you that the specifics were also said at Sinai, So now we know that's that kilo of binyanot. Let's say that's the way to learn it. I mean, it's a discussion how to learn it, but that's a general principle. We see that Shemitah would require both the general principles and the specifics are said at Sinai. Right?
What about the other parsha?
But Mishpatim is for sure at Sinai. That's right. Well, Mishpatim ends with the conclusion of Maamar HaSinai. So we know that was certainly said at Sinai. So now the Sifra and Rashi are telling us, you know, that from here you learn that all the mitzvahs were both the general principles and the specifics were said at Sinai. Fine. The question is, why was Shemitah used as the way to learn for everything else?
That was our first part question.
Right. So then, why Shemitah? That really is Ma'in and Shemitah. That's really, like you said, it really should have been Mahar Sinai to Shemitah. That's why are you mentioning? In other words, to answer the question of why it says Sinai Eitel Shemitah, so that tells me, because I want you to know that both the general principles and the specifics are said at Sinai. But the question is, the statement is Ma'in Shemitah Eitel Har Sinai. Why use Shemitah as the example by excellence to teach us about Kol Torah Kula? Why Shemitah? Any mitzvah? Why not the Shemitah? So it says the Chinuch with regard to the mitzvah of Shemitah. He says, Od Yesh To'elis, right? There's a benefit. Acher, Nimtza, Bezeh, and from the mitzvah of Shemitah. Bezeh ha'odam sh'yosif odam bitachon b'shem baruch hu. Shemitah teaches bitachon. Shemitah teaches bitachon.
Who said that?
The Sefer HaChinuch, right? Because you let your fields go fallow, right, for a whole year, right? And that's really cool. And the Torah is telling you, don't worry, you're not going to drop dead because Hashem will provide you with a big crop. What do you call it beforehand? So you'll be able to live off of that even later. So teaches bitachon. In the midst of Yovel, okay, that's the first thing he said. In the mitzvah Yovel, the Sefer HaChinuch says, Mishor Shea Mitzvah Al Tzad HaPshat, right? We call the Derech HaPshat, the Shor Shea Mitzvah, Shorvat Hashem Lohdiya La'amo Ki HaKol Shelo. Yovel, right? In other words, in Yovel, everything returns to its source. The slaves return to their homes, all the fields that were sold in the interim return to their original bialim, etc. Right? Everything returns back to its source. And that's to teach us that everything is Hashem's. Well, the sof yashuv kol davar lasher chofetz hu likna bitchila. And it's to remind everybody that everything is going to return to where Hashem wants it to be. In other words, Hashem is the record, is going to be the one, right, who decides where everything is going to go in the end. Ki lo haaretz, because the land all belongs to him. Poshakosov, ki li haaretz, like it says here in our parsha, because the land belongs to me. The im mitzvah zo shall svira shana v'shana, and through counting every, what do you call it, the every year as you get to Yovel, yichaku atzom shalo yigzlu karka chavireim v'lo yachmedua b'libam. It encourages a person not to want something that doesn't belong to him, right?
How is that?
Because he knows that in the end everything's going to return back to the one. In other words, it instills the principle that everything needs to be by the one that Hashem wants it to be.
Right.
So he encourages a person not to get bent out of shape. Well, I'm going to climb the ladder over here. I'm going to finagle this guy over here. I'm going to steal from that guy. Because in the end, the principle is it all goes back to where Hashem wants it.
So it doesn't make a difference what our effort is.
Right. In other words, you think you've been through illegal things, but just being jealous is really quite a teaching. Don't, what but for. In the end, it all goes where Hashem wants it to go. So if you think about it, in the Shemitah, right, in Shemitah, so I need bitachon in order to believe that this mitzvah is not shafting me, right? I'm going to let the land go fallow. How am I going to feed my family, right? You need bitachon in order to, what do you call it, to believe, right? When you do it, so then you're showing bitachon that Hashem is not shafting you. In Yovel, right, it takes you a step further. In Yovel, it reminds you everything in this world is all really hevel havolim. It's all going to go back to Hashem. It's all going to return to Hashem. So it's two aspects of bitachon, but it's two different levels of bitachon. The first one is that he's not shafting me with his mitzvahs. And the second one is remember, this world is what you call it, just a prose door. It's all going back to Hashem. It's all going back to the source. So now we look at this interesting thing. We say in davening, right, in Ava Rabba, in the bracha before Kriya Shema, we say Bavur Avosenu, for the sake of our forefathers, Shebatchu b'chol, place their trust in you, v'atlamdem chukechaim, and you taught them the ways of life. Right? That means you taught them Torah.
Mm-hmm.
Here, we say this in davening every day, Ava Rabba. Bavur Avosenu, Shebatchu b'chol, v'atlamdem chukechaim. We ask of Hashem, what he called, just in the sake of our forefathers, who placed their trust in you, and you taught them the ways of life. You taught them Torah. You taught them how to live life. What he called, so to also teach us. So says what he called the Siach Yitzchak, that's Rav Yitzchak Malzin. Ki ha'ikar, masha kosher la'odam l'kabel chukei Hashem Yisborach. What makes it difficult for a person to accept Hashem's mitzvos. Ba'asher lo nizbarer v'nisames belibo asher rak Hashem Yisbarach yodea livchor es atov lo. He doesn't really believe that Hashem knows the best for him, right? I think I know what's best for me. I'm a male, I already caught, you know, I don't want to do this. This is messing me over, right? V'hu lo yeda mu'uma. And everybody caught, I should have an attitude that only Hashem knows what's best for me, and I don't know what it really what's best for me. It's hard for a person to let go. Al Cain,
totally have trust in
Hashem. Yes, have trust in Hashem. But he called, because this is what's good for me. We called not to work on Saturday, me and Big Gedalia Gumber, right, etc. What do you mean? I'm going to get messed over. It's my biggest day. What do you call it? Blah, 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 blah. Al Cain, Mole, Gamba, Odom, Tirdos, Bilbuyadas. And therefore, a person gets confused, and what he called, and his relationship with Mitzvahs is very, you know, sort of whatever, not really strong. Right, because you know he feels, you know, what the heck am I doing? I have to do this for, this crowds me out of my space, it makes it difficult for me. But our forefathers, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Yan Bat Kubo, because they placed their trust that Hashem wouldn't mess them over and anything, Hashem knows what's best for them. Yisbarach, Bitochon Sholem, they had complete Bitochon Limso, Kol in your name, I love Yisbarach. They let everybody call, they let you decide. You decide. Whatever is going to be, whatever you want. Right? The Kiblu, Kol Masha, Avra, Lehem, Berotzon, Shalim, Al Kain, Zachu, Lichros, Imayim, Bris, Ulalamdem, Chuke, Chaim. Right? And therefore, he established a bris with them, and what he called, and he taught them the ways of life, he taught them the ways of Torah. So, they would call, the first step in Bitachon is to trust that Hashem knows what's best for us. And therefore, record, we shouldn't feel as though, oh my goodness, why am I doing this? Why am I being bothered with this? Why that? Why the next thing? Etc., etc., etc. When really, it's the best thing for us to trust Him. So that's a hakdama, right? A hakdama to receiving the Torah, right? If you think about it now, once the Siach Yitzchak taught us that, a hakdama, a prologue to receiving the Torah is bitachon. If you believe, you trust in Hashem, that He knows what's best for you, right? So you look forward to Him giving you the Torah, because after all, what He called, that's what He called. He's going to give you what's best for you. So that's what He called. So on that level, Ma'in in Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai, why is Shemitah the source of what He called? I'm telling you, it's about Kol Torah Kula, that all the Kol and the Pratim is there. Why use that, right? To mention that Lagabe Sinai, because Shemitah is fundamental, that Shemitah teaches Bitachon. It teaches bitachon. That's the necessary prologue to be Kabbalah Satorah. Because if I don't have bitachon and believe that Hashem has my best interest in mind, so then I don't want to be with Kabbalah Satorah. He's going to make my life complicated. But if I believe He has my best interest in mind, then I trust Him again. What do you call it? I want whatever He's got to tell me.
So before the first mitzvah given, when Hashem was giving the mitzvahs, He gave the Ten Commandments first.
I understand, but you're right. He didn't give Shemitah first. The question is, right? The experience built their bitachon. Their experience, what he called, we had Yitzchak Zayim and Kriyas Yamsuf and the Man, right? Etc. All those things preceded Matan Torah, so all those fostered bitachon. The question is why now in the Torah are we using the mitzvah of Shemitah to teach us something about the whole Torah, right? Why Dafka Shemitah? And the reason is because Shemitah is what we call a fundamental. It conceptually is a mitzvah that is a prologue to Kabbalah's Torah.
No, but I'm not exactly seeing the logistics of it. So what were the when exactly was Shemitah given? During, first it was Ten Commandments at Har Sinai, it was given before Har Sinai.
No. It's really cool.
When Hashem told Moshe to rewrite the Torah, or as he would write the Torah, he said, in this week's Parsha, before Har Sinai, write down Shemitah.
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is their experience, the Jewish people's experience, fostered their bitachon before they makabel the Torah. They saw what he called, they saw Hashem took them out of Mitzrayim. They saw the kasher who split the yam. He gave him the man. He gave him the be'er. Experientially, their experience was the prologue to Matan Torah.
Got it.
Fine. Now that's the reality. What the Torah is doing over here. Now we're talking in Sefer Bamidbar, and all of a sudden they start talking about the mitzvah Shemitah, right? And it mentions that we said in Har Sinai. So say, you know, like, why all of a sudden here you're telling me, I said, I know everything was said at Sinai. So we said, like a Rabbi Akiva, that what? To tell you that the both the general principles and the specifics of the mitzvah Shemitah were all said at Sinai. Fine. But then we said, that just really begs the question. It begs the question in that, why did the Torah use as the source to teach us that both the general and the specifics of the Torah all said at Sinai, why did it use the mitzvah Shemitah? Shemitah is so special.
Right.
What's so special about Shemitah? I mean, let's mention anything. Let's mention, I don't know, everybody called the tons of mitzvah, Shabbos, I don't know. What do you call it? Chais, Bodah Zorah, Shatnez, I don't know. Why Shemitah? Why Shemitah? So what do you call the idea being, right, we're seeing now, is because since Shemitah teaches Bitachon, and since Lamaisa, in order to recover the Torah, you need bitachon. That's what it says in the Sichit. So that's why they used Shemitah. And Echanami, Shemitah wasn't the first thing you said. You're right, he said the Seres HaDibros.
Right.
They spent the whole year at Har Sinai. Right. He taught them all sorts of things there at Har Sinai, right, et cetera, et cetera. But the reason that they used that as the means of instruction, yeah, to tell us these special principles about all the general principles and all the specifics when he said at Sinai, is because Shemitah conceptually, is really what teaches bitachon, and bitachon is always really called. It always is the primer for really called for Kabbalah Satorah.
Fine.
Fine.
Want to drink water or something?
You want?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, look at this gra. Now, this is a gra mishli.
That's interesting. What kind of gra mishli?
Right. HaTorah. Some be Israel, God placed the Torah by Israel. The Iker Nisinaso, a Torah the Israel who kadesh yasimu bitchonam b'Hashem. The other way around. The Iker of the Torah is that we should place our bitachon b'Hashem. Right.
So we say
he's not saying that bitachon is the hakdama, is the prologue. He's saying that the goal of the, I mean, there's no machlokas here, right? It's just like we saw the Gabi Shemitah and Yovel. In Shemitah, right, the principles that teach you, don't think Hashem is messing you over, right? In Yovel, it's to remind you that everything is going to Hashem in the end, right? In other words, it's the specifics, right, of life. Don't think that the specifics of mitzvot, etc., are coming to mess you over. Like Shemitah says, don't worry, Hashem has got your best interest in mind, even though on the surface you might think, oh, this is going to mess me over. It's not going to mess you over. That's the first level. But after a person, right, has been mekabel the Torah, and lives the Torah, and breathes the Torah, right, and he does the Torah the way the Torah should be done, then he comes to a level of connection to Hashem that supersedes the world. Right? It's really cool. It's like Yovel. It's all going back to Hashem. He's living on a different plane entirely. So there's no machlokis here. It's really talking two aspects of bitachon. One level of bitachon is necessary as a prelude, what he called, to Torah. the other level bitachon, that it's all what he called, it's all the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's all going there, is a different level of existence. That succeeds. That after a person has lived a life of Torah, and learned Torah, and breathed Torah, and been caught, etc., then he's living on a different plane. He goes to a different plane. So look at this medrash over here. This medrash, right?
This medrash is connected to the Grah?
This medrash, I think, points out a whole bunch of these ideas in a very interesting fashion. It says, V'edav Hashem Moshe, V'chisim kru mem kar la misecha. So that's what he called. That's down over here. I should put this before, right? He says, it's also here on Parsha. If you sell something to your friend, oh, konomi arav isecha, you buy something from him, al tonu isha sachiv. So al tonu, that's the mitzvah of ona, the iser of ona. Don't rip him off. Don't rip him off. Either you're buying or selling. Okay, fine.
This
is this week's Parsha.
Kidding me?
Yeah. Right. Don't rip him off. In pasuk Yud Zion. Okay, let's not feel guilty now. This week's parsha. Then later on it says in pasuk Yizayin, "Velo sonu ishes achiv." It repeats the same idea again.
Stop that. I did a job.
Okay, so now, right? So what do you call it? So that's the first pasuk. Don't rip him off.
Don't rip him off.
Then no. Tom, relax. Pasuk Yud Zayin. Okay, Pasuk Yud Zayin. It says also Lo Sonu Ishes Amito, V'Reis Melekecha Ki Ani Hashem Elokeichem. And then later on, it says again Lo Sonu. So Chazal say that
Sonu was hate.
No, not sin. Not was a sin. It's a tone with a tough. It was a soft. Sonu
means what?
Right. So here it means don't oppress them, and it's don't hurt people with your words. Right? Don't hurt people with your words. Person is what he called is comes to me misgayer, and he comes to me, you eat lobster, or come to Balchuva, you eat lobster, what do you call, you're gonna learn Torah now, right? Or
I learned that last week, or 2 weeks ago.
Oh no, that's a haptalarecha kamocha recall. There we talked about reproaching somebody if they do something wrong to you, etc. But here is the Easter of Onos Dvarim. So he would call these are 2 psukim, don't rip him off, and also no Onos Dvarim. Now look at this medrash here. This is the first medrash.
It says Kufhei Yudalad.
Kufhei Yudalad and Yud Zayin. Yudalad is talking about ripping him off. Yud Zayin is talking about oppressing him with your words. Okay. In what he called the med, this is the first medrash on Parshas Vahar. Interesting. He says Vadaber Shel Moshe, right? Vahar Sinai, etc. And then it says V'chisim Kru Mem Kol Amisecha. It skips down to Pasuk Yudalad, to what he calls the idea of selling, not ripping off, and not oppressing somebody with words. Hu Dichsiv. This is that which it says in Mishlei. Mavis V'chayim Biyad Haloshon. Death and life are in the hands of the tongue. Right. Targum Akilas. Mitzra
Mokh.
This is a Medrash Rabbah. It's the first Medrash on Bahar, and all of a sudden it skips down, it goes down to the mitzvah of what he called of Onaz Dvarim. Right? And then he says, what does he say here? He says, he brings the pasuk in Mishlei. Maves v'chayim biyar haloshon. Targum Akilas, Mitzra Mokhirin, right? Maves mikan v'chayim mikan. Was a type of implement. This what he called, right? This mitzvah of mochirin. It was a type of implement that one side was like it could be used as a spoon for eating, and the other side was sharp like a dagger for stabbing someone, right? Right. It was like a mess kit that a soldier might take with him. And as you would call one side, you would call you could use for eating. The other side, you use for what you call for fighting.
This is a Gemara.
Yeah, this is the Medrash.
Is this a mission in Kalim?
It could be what he called. It could be that it talks. I mean, this idea of mochirin. We talked about tarva there, right? So it could be a spoon, and it could be what he called. It could be a sword.
Mm-hmm.
He says that's the tongue. The tongue can either be something that brings life. Spoon used to eat food, right? Brings life. A sword you used to stab somebody brings death. The tongue can be like what he called like a source of life or a source of death. Mikan Barsira Amar, Haisi Lafan of Gacheles, the Nafachba, Ubira, Rakakba, the Kovsa. Now he brings another thing, also from this idea of Mavis Vachaim Yad Haloshon. So interesting. Death and life are in the hands of the tongue. So the first thing he brought was, what he called, that the tongue can either be used to, what he called, to bring life, or it can be used to bring death, right? And then what he called it, and then Rav Yonai said, what he called it, and then he says, then Bar Sira says, it's like a coal. If you blow on it, it burns brightly. If you spit on it, you put it out.
Like, for example, what?
A coal. Coal.
If you talk more or less, if you talk more onus divarum, you're igniting it.
Oh, so now what he called, no, here we're talking about here, just a pasuk. You know, this is a new comment on the pasuk. Mavis v'chaim v'yad aloshel. So in other words, you can use your tongue either to cause the flame. He doesn't say which flame yet, what flame he's referring to.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't say which flame. And he's not going on the last guy with the Nostrum. He's got a new idea over here. You can use your tongue either to cause something to rise upward, to be what we call to illuminate, right? E. The coal, you can blow on it, right, and cause the fire to burn brightly. Or you can use your tongue to spit onto the coal and it puts out the flame. You can either cause the flame to burn brightly or the flame to disappear altogether. Once again, this idea of Mavis V'chaim B'yad HaLoshon. Okay? So the first case we understand. First case you understand, really cool, that in other words, I can use my tongue either to say kind words to somebody,
or
right? Life. Or I can say, I can use my tongue to what he called to do onos dvarim. The next one, though, is not referring to onos dvarim. It's referring to something else. We're not sure yet what it means.
Okay.
I'm not sure what it's referring to. In other words, I can use my tongue to call, I can use my mouth to cause the fire to burn brightly, or I can use it to put out the fire altogether. So right now we don't know what that means. Okay, then, Amar Rav Yanai, Hayakikar Tovu, Achlo Achlo Yisro, Mavis B'yad HaLosho. Right? If I come and have, let's say, I've got a piece of bread that let's say I haven't taken challah from, right? And I speak out the words of Hafrashas Challah from it, right? So now I've got life. But let's say I don't speak out the words of Hafrashas Challah, I've got death. Once again, Mavis V'chaim B'yad HaLoshon. Right? In other words, I can either record. So we've got the spoon sword. We've got the flame of the coal. Now we've got another thing here. What do you call it? With you can either use it to make something mutter to you, or you could not use it, and the thing remains usher to you. And then finally, he brings down a story over here, right? Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel. Amar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Where'd he go? Amar, it's the first Lashon. Where's the word Lashon? Where's Rav Shimon Gamliel? I can't see it.
Probably left.
Don't say that. Oh, here. Amar of Shimon Gamliel. Here. Amar of Shimon Gamliel. Amar of Shimon Gamliel. Latavi Avde. Tetavi is servant. Puk Zavin Li. Sadutava Min Shuka. Right? Go find for me something good to buy in the Shuk. He said it to a servant, Tavi. Nafak Zavin Le Lishan. He came back with a tongue. He bought him a tongue.
Pickled tongue.
Yeah, okay. Amalei puk zavenli tzudabisha. Tzudabisha. Now he told him that he'd go out, right, and find for me in the shuk.
Bisha's
bad. Oh. Find me, what do you call it? Find me something bad to buy in the shuk. When I came back, bought him a tongue again. Amalei maudain, the kad an amalecha tzudatava ad zavenli lishan, the kadar tamatal tzudali bisha ad zavenli lishan. He says, what's this, Rav Shimon Gamliel says to Tavi? Right? He says, when I was asking to get something good, you went and bought me a tongue. When I asked to get something bad, you went and bought me a tongue again. Amalei, mina tavsa, mina bishta. There are different types of tongues. The tongues that are good and tongues that are bad. Right? Karava tav leis tava mine. When it's good, there's nothing better than it. Kad bish leis bish mine. And when it's bad, there's nothing worse than it. Nothing worse than that. Okay? This Lechori is whatever. Rabbi asa suda la talmidov. Rabbi, what he called, made a suda for his what he called, students. Havi the same Lashonos Rakim Lashonos Kashim. He placed on the platter before them tongues that were soft and tongues that were hard. Right? Hischilu borim rakim uminich in akashim. They started taking the, what do you call it, the tongues that were soft, and they left the, on the platter, the serving platter, they left the ones that were hard. Amalem du'u ma'atem osim. Rebbe said to them, pay attention to what you're doing. Keshem shatem borim es harakim uminichim es akashim. You take the soft ones, you leave behind the hard ones. Right? Kach yel shonchem, kach elu le'elu. So too, your tongue should be to one another. Soft ones, and not hard ones. Okay, so let's see what he called several tefasemeses. I think that wrap up this what he called the entire what he called idea over here. It's very very fascinating. Yes, what we're going to have is what he called. What we're going to have here is going to see something very interesting. We're going to see that what he called that these three things are related, right? The idea of bitachon. Right, and its relationship to Torah, and also this idea of onas dvarim, right, of abusing one another, and its relationship to Torah. Says the Tzvasem in Tav Reish Lamed Ches, the shav sal aretz, right. And the land will rest during Shemitah. Uba Medrash, right, brings down, Movas Lechaim Biyad Aloshim, death and life are in the hands of the tongue. Ki Adam Nikra Medaber.
Wait, he's comparing Shemitah and Lashon Hara?
Wait, he's saying that what he called the first mitzvah of the Torah, sorry, the first mitzvah of the Parsha is Shemitah. And the first thing the Medrash talks about is Onos Dvarim. Right, I shouldn't say monostrum. The first medrash talks about death and life being in the hands of the tongue. Mm-hmm. Right, that's the first medrash. It's sort of strange that the first medrash on the parsha talks about death and life in the hands of the tongue. The first psukim are talking about Shemitah. He says, "Ki Adam Nikra Medaber." Man is called a speaking spirit, speaking being. Hutzarich lahatos. But like we talked about before, the lashon of dibur also means to lead. Like what he called later on in Sefer Bamidbar, it talks about dabar achad lador ve'en shnei dabarim lador. In other words, because you can use your speech to guide, to lead. The way you speak is the way you guide your own life. The way you speak can guide even other people's lives, but it certainly guides your own life. If you speak angrily, if you speak nastily, if you speak what he called appropriately, if you speak right, so then you lead yourself down one path of life. If you speak divrei Torah, if you speak words of kindness, if you speak words of bracha, if you speak words of tefillah, you lead yourself down a different path of life. It's all dependent upon the tongue. Ki adam nikra medaber, he is one who leads. V'tzarech lahatos ko nivroyim lahabori yisbarach. And the way that man leads, right, schleps along all the rest of the Bria. All the rest of the Bria. Why? Because really, the whole Bria is like a pyramid, right? On the bottom, there is what you call domain, the inert, the mineral kingdom. Above that is the tzomeach, right, the flowering kingdom. Above that is the chai, is the what we call the living kingdom, or the wild kingdom, depending. Right, and above that, what he called is man who speaks, and above that, like the Kuzri says, is really are the Jews from the Kabbalah Torah, right? Because their speech is special. So really, what he called it's all everything, every level, right? Every level is all there to serve, as it were, it's all attached to what he called to the ones on the highest, those who are the real medabrim, those who, as it were, can fine tune, they can direct. They can elevate their speech. They lead not only themselves, they lead the entire Bria. Shahakol nimshach achrov. Kemayim kol shata tachas raglov. Like it says in Tehillim, Perkhes, that everything you placed under man's feet, the way man walks, the way man goes, he takes the entire creation with him.
People in
the Kabbalah Torah, right? Because not because other people are not interested in controlling their speech. They say whatever comes to their mind. right? Someone who's been mekabel Torah, so he knows he has to think before he speaks, right? And what should he say? He weighs it, you know, on the scales of the Torah. What should I say? How should I say it? Whom I should say it? Where I should say it? Right? The who lashon amachria kol abriya labori yisbarach, and through that they bring everything close to Hashem, because everything is now serving man, and man is serving his Creator, and man is guiding his life. What do you call it? Through his speech, right? And through guiding his own life, he lies and de facto is guiding the entire world. Right? Our koach is in our peh, in our mouths. And right? That everything you do based upon the Torah guides your life, and because everything else is linked to you, you guide the entire world. That's one tzvasemes, right? One
tzvasemes. Interesting list. Everything we do guides our life. For sure, that's a pashut statement.
Right. Some people think it doesn't guide. They think that what he calls, they do the mitzvahs perfunctorily, right? And what he calls, and they speak any way they want. So they think that what he calls, but it's not true, because lemaisa what he calls, they'll never do. It's very difficult to do a mitzvah lishma if I have no control over my tongue. If I just allow myself to get angry all the time.
They're two different, because they don't have to be connected, though.
They don't have to be connected because if I say whatever I want, so then I reinforce my view of the world, that the world revolves around me. It's very hard to shift gears. It's very hard to shift gears and to do a mitzvah, because I realize that I'm only here to do the mitzvahs because the world doesn't revolve around me, it revolves around the Shem. It's all from His will. It's hard to, very hard to shift gears. The next Vasemes, right, brings this point clearer. He's the Adam Amedaber Hu Haloshon, right? He uses his tongue. Ukvochem Bechlolos, right? The Yisron of Adam, the advantage of man, right, is that he is, record his tongue. He's on top of the pyramid, like we said.
Man.
Ukvochim the clothes of Bruim, the Adam, the Muvcha Shebehem. Achim ben Israel, the Medabrim, Gosha Kosov, Magi Dvar of Liakov. Hashem gives his Dibor to us, because his Dibor, right, we can use to guide our lives. The Haim Haim, Hapev, Aloshon, right? Shemav is the Chaim Bidem, Aidea Torah, Shinitan Lanu. The kochot Yisrael, the pele or eish haTorah shiagacheles. Right, in other words, in every creation is Hashem's will. So now that we're, this is what we call, that's the pshat in the medrash that says that you could either use your tongue to cause the fire of the coal to burn brightly, or you can use your tongue, as it were, to what we call to extinguish the fire of the coal. In other words, the coal being that the fire of Torah is in all of creation. Right? Hashem, everything Hashem spoke out and it became. He made it through his Dibur. Right? The Torah is, what do you call it? The Torah is in creation. Man, when he conducts himself, right, that way, when he is functioning as a proper speaker, proper medaber, saying words of kindness, words of Torah, words of tefillah, etc., etc., etc. So now, is it worth that, by him being on the top of the pyramid, and functioning in such a way, so he is blowing upon the coal of Torah that's embedded in everything in creation, and he's raising it up, causing the fire to burn more brightly, burn more brightly, burn more brightly, burn more brightly. Right? But if he's using his tongue, as it were, right, for nonsense or for cruelty, so what he's doing is he's expectorating on the coal of Torah that's in everything in the Bria. He's putting it out. Further, one more Sfasemis. This last one here. This was on the Medrash about what he called that. Remember, at the end of the Medrash, it says, guard your tongue with one another, with with one another.
Repeat your people.
Right. What he called, make sure you choose the soft tongues and not the what he called, not the hard tongues. Uh-huh. Right. The Rebbe said this, Talmidim. V'yadua ki chet lashon hara shakul keneged kulam. Lashon hara is what he calls like the worst thing because it's a distortion of the tongue. V'hipuch zeh v'haftel recha kamocha zeh omud zachu b'nei Yisrael ba'atzman. Right, that would go up to Recha Kamocha. Right, we are Zocha to that Amud, that pillar of Gmilas Chasadim. By the way, we conduct ourselves with one another. Ubezeh HaKoach Niskarvu LaTorah, and that is through that Koach that we came close to the Torah. Right, how so?
Through
Lashon Hara. Through Kamocha. Like it just like it says, Vayichan Yisrael Neged Ahar Ki Ishechad Belev Echad. In other words, when we became one, when we bound ourselves to one another with soft tongues, etc. So then we were ready to be mekabel the Torah. Uparshizu mechuvenes lezek mitzvah shmita. Look at this now. He says, says the sasemis, and this parsha here, which is a parsha of shmita. Shmita is a parsha within which we learn the what he called the idea of using your tongue kindly to one another, right? In the parsha of shmita, we talk about selling fields. As long as we're talking about selling fields, by the way, we can tell you also. Guess what? Don't be abusive to one another. Ki mitzvah shmita ulavo el achdus. Right. Remember, we said before, right, that there are two levels of bitachon. There was the bitachon, which is the prologue to Torah. I got to believe in Hashem; that He's not messing me over.
Achdus.
Right, but and then there was the epilogue, that the whole Torah, like the Gra said, is to bring us to bitachon, to realize it's all going to Hashem. And that's what everything in life is about. It's all going towards Hashem, right? And he says, "Ki mitzvah shmita lovu al achdus." Shmita teaches us. Shmita Yovel teaches us. It's all going to Hashem, right? Ufiya a parshut shiyad ashirim aniim shava v'shmita. Why does it teach us? Because in shmita, the poor people and the wealthy people are all equal, right? We're all equal because we're all going back to Hashem, right? Equality between us. Right? And all going back to Hashem, oneness. Ulevad ze ikra minyonim, shabator shmita v'yovos, sprinkles, in bechinas achtos. And the fact that we're counting all the time, 7 years, and then 7 more years, and 7 more years, it's all making it all into one unit. So he says that's the relationship. He says, achtos, right? Achtos, in our amongst ourselves, enables us to be mekabel the Torah, to be the, what he calls the Torah. So again, let's look at it for a second. If I don't have bitachon that Hashem is not messing me over, then I'm not going to be mekabel the Torah, right? The goal of what we call being mekabel the Torah is to realize it's all Hashem. It's all Hashem. But there's one more condition, right? And that condition is, we got to know we're all going together, right? We're all going to go, all going together. Because if we don't realize we're all going together, then we've never left our egocentric universe, right? We've never left it. And we haven't really done our bitachon one, and certainly our bitachon two is not going to be real. If we know that we're all here because we're all here to do the Ratzon Hashem together as we complement one another, as we call each person is different, and we're all going to declare that Hashem is one, then we can properly be mekabel Torah. V'zeh smichas, says the Sfasemesh, shmita lahar Sinai. So the idea being in the Medrash when we saw, right, in the Medrash that we saw, right, several different things in the Medrash. We saw, on the one hand, we saw that death and life are in the hands of the tongue. That was what he called, that was the beginning of the Medrash. What type of death and life? So then the Medrash enumerated for us. Well, first of all, you should know that if you're mafresh your challah, your truma, then that food is permissible to you, right? If you're not, it's chayv misa. And more than that, your tongue, right? Your tongue has the ability, as it were, to cause the flame of the coal. In other words, the flame, the ash of the Torah that's in everything in the Bria to burn brightly, to cause everything to be recalled, to show that it's from Hashem and going to Hashem, or you can expectorate with your mouth upon the coal and cause it to go out, right? And then the last thing in the Medrash was, but you have to know that the only way that you can accomplish, right, doing your mitzvahs properly, and the only way that you can possibly show that everything is going towards Hashem, because that's the goal of all the Torahs, to recall to teach everything is going to Hashem, is only if you realize, as you recall, deal with your fellow, right, as you deal with your fellow, that we call it, that we're all one, we're a nation one. Ata echad, b'shimcha echad, umika amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. Only Klai Yisrael, who's a goy echad, who can be mu'uchad, now can be a vehicle for declaring that Hashem echad, u'shmo echad. Right? Ata echad, b'shimcha echad, we see in Mincha time on Shabbos. You are one, and the way you present yourself is all one. And the goal is to show that everything that you've shown yourself to in this Bria, in creation, it's all from one. It's all one.
The only way we could all show oneness is
we're one with one another.
By following the Torah,
and also by being one with one another. Because we're not one with another, so then we're all in our own orbit around ourselves. We're all in our own orbit around ourselves, and not in our orbit around Hashem.
Thank you very much.
Okay, that was a big one. It's a big lesson. Big lesson.